You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Milica Pekic. She's talking to me from Belgrade. Milica, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you for inviting me.
So, Milica, I want to talk about what you've been working on, and then also, where are you exactly in Belgrade?
I'm in Belgrade at the moment. I'm in my flat. It's 12:30 in Belgrade, so it's quite late.
All right. And what are you working on at the moment? I mean, I imagine things were in the peak of the pandemic, so in Belgrade as well, you're under a shutdown, a lockdown. Is that correct?
It was recently removed. We had a state of emergency till about 7 to 10 days ago, but up till 10 days ago, it was total lockdown. So we had a curfew, we couldn't go out, so the measures here were really drastic, I can say. So actually working in my field, it was obviously all from the house. All the projects were, all the public events, exhibitions, Kiosk, my organization, had an exhibition museum of Yugoslavia called Project Yugoslavia. So all public guiding tours and all public events related to the exhibitions were delayed and canceled because museums were closed, but the whole project was online, so we had the opportunity to communicate the project and promote it online. Though it's not the same, but still we tried to adapt to the situation. Also, another project that Kiosk, my organization, was working on, this organization that I'm running with my colleague Anna Adamovic, the artist. The other project called Performing Democracy, where we actually research what the citizens of Serbia, very different groups, initiatives, activistic groups, syndicates, unions, organizations, movements, what do they believe democracy is today, and we are filming them as with the interviews, and based on them we are planning to make one performative theatrical piece. We were in the middle of implementing that project. We were in the middle of shootings when the pandemic started, so we had to delay and postpone all our agreed filmings. So that was also
Has that all started again in the last 7 days? Everything started?
It's not all back to the normal yet. It's not all the things started. We are still kind of getting back to work cautiously, don't want to expose people to the situation because we are doing the shootings in a closed environment, inside shootings. So we still don't want to invite people to with a bit bigger group of, there is few, at least 10 people in the room when we do the shooting. So we still don't want to do that. We are still waiting for the pandemic to go down, for numbers to go down a little bit, although the situation is getting better daily. So we believe that in about 15 days we can restart the shooting. But a bigger gathering, exhibitions with more than 20 people, and we are still not something that is, let's say, advised to be organized. So we will see. We hope that we can conclude our shooting by the end of the summer period, and then we will see how we're going to proceed from September onwards and which format of public presentation of the project we will take. Yes.
So let's talk about that a little bit. And to begin with, your organization, can you tell me about the organization, which of course is a collaborative with yourself and the artist, as you were mentioning. Can you tell me a little bit about the goals and how that collaborative began?
So the organization was founded in 2002 by my, as I mentioned, my colleague artist Anna Adamovic and me. So it's a bit hybrid organization. It's not artistic collective, no curatorial collective. I'm a historian and curator. So it's a bit of a hybrid organization. We develop very different type of projects. We are mostly developing participative art projects, research projects, where we involve various different people in actually, let's say, production process of production of artwork, but also we do exhibitions, international collaborations, and various different we do publications and various different projects. We are operating for more than 15 years, and also as an organization, we initiated and we were part of the process of creating, let's say, in Serbia, Association of Independent Cultural Scene of Serbia, which we are members of and founders of, among other 80 organizations in Serbia, who are also the members. And also we are one of the founders, among other 20 organizations from the region of ex-Yugoslavia, of a regional platform for independent culture called Cooperativa. So those two initiatives, those two platforms, let's say, associations, were very active in the past 2-3 months, actually mobilizing the art scene and representing the artists and art organizations who actually, and their rights within this particular situation that occurred. So we were fighting for support measures from the government for the free artists and also for artistic organizations, both on the national and on the regional level.
Yeah. So those are very different goals. So you're supporting artists, yeah, but also you have, you know, an organization that's also creating all these initiatives. Why don't we just go through one of the initiatives that was completed? I know you're in the middle of this, of the filming, mm-hmm, for the project you just described. Is there another project you want to talk a little bit about that will give us a sense of one of the things that you've done before that you're happy with?
So maybe the most recent project that was completed, and that was, as I mentioned, exhibiting the Museum of Yugoslavia, was called Project Yugoslavia, where we actually, and which is available online, if you just Google Project Yugoslavia, it will come up on the website of the Museum of Yugoslavia. The whole project is online, where we actually filmed 100 people from 7 countries, which, let's say, became after the fall of Yugoslavia. We talked about 100 people around the whole region of ex-Yugoslavia on what do they think Yugoslavia was and what were the concepts inscribed in that country, and do any of those concepts have the relevance today and for any kind of thinking of the future. So those short interviews were filmed, and each conversation with each one of our participants in that project was motivated by one of the description of the objects which are kept in the museum's collections. So we actually find description of the object for each participant, and then based on those descriptions, the conversation was actually initiated. So depending on the object, the different topics related to the history of Yugoslavia and the concept of Yugoslavia actually was motivated. So all those 100 thoughts that we collected and we filmed are available online, and this was made as an exhibition. It was open in December and was supposed to last until the middle of April. So it's still on, but this part of the museum is still closed, so we don't know whether it will be reopened. But that was the exhibition in the space where actually all the visitors, all the public was invited to give their comments on the more descriptions of the objects that we actually displayed in the museum. So each visitor of the exhibition would get another card with the description of the object and could leave their own reflections and thoughts. So the project is continuous, let's say, so it's further developing. But those first 100 comments that we filmed are available for people to browse online.
So that's so interesting. And of course, you know, is the skills and inquisition and curiosity of a historian, which you also are. So to speak to that a little bit, your position in these different organizations in the culture, really, international culture, you're doing it in a way that's atypical of historians. Aren't you typically historians aren't doing these kind of collaborations and these kind of initiatives that seem both activist and artistic. They're often working heavily in research. Am I correct?
Yes, you are. I have, in 2018, I defended my PhD so that I spent around 2 years, well, intensively 1 year before writing it, but then again, of course, a few years in doing the research. So that was kind of focusing my work in the research for the PhD process. But most of the time, majority of my professional life, I was dedicated to kind of this combination of research and of the topics, which are, of course, art historical topics, and but also to contemporary art practice. I was deeply involved in producing artworks, let's say, but also in making exhibitions, but also involved in all the issues related to the independent art scene, since my whole professional life is also linked to the independent scene, which means we founded our own organization, and I'm still running that organization. Most of my work is related to independent scene and freelance work. Of course, collaborating with state and very different institutions, but mostly based, was never employed by the institute, employed permanently within the institution, but was always working as in the sector of independent scene. So I was also, part of my work and part of my professional life was dedicated to developing the working condition for this particular scene, yes. So it is a bit of hybrid work, research, theoretical work, but also lots of practice and also lots of advocacy and activism related to the scene where I'm operating.
I love that. It seems an exciting way to work with someone with your knowledge and experience, because as opposed to research and books, which are of course wonderful, you're very active in the world of culture, and it's a force of change, right? It's an activist force, truly, it seems.
It seems like it, but it's kind of all actually on the end, it's all connected, and my research that I did and the topics that I was drawn to within my research were also related to the topics that we are dealing today. So, for example, my PhD was on the topic of confrontational art practices between 1968 and 2000 in Serbia. So all the those, let's say, off-mainstream tendencies and initiatives by artists and art organizations, art collectives. At the moment, I'm also participating in the project initiated by CUDA.org organization from Novi Sad, which is dealing with art collectives and art organizations, exploring the background and the context of this need of the artist to go to work in within the collectives and not as an individual artist. So exploring the notion of de-individualization, collective work, collective authorship, collective process, participation, if you want to say so.
I like that. And so once things come back, you'll be finishing up the film. Is that the next project to be completed, the major work?
Yes, we are hoping to finish this project called Performing Democracy, where the research is being undertaken in Serbia. We are hoping to finish it by the end of the year. But at the same time, we just applied for a European Union grant for expanding this project to another 4 countries, to Greece, Austria, Macedonia, and Kosovo, with our partner organizations to develop this project in additional 4 countries so that we can actually expand the research on the topic of democracy beyond the borders of Serbia, which we believe would be very interesting, and then based on the collected materials in all those countries, actually create those performative theatrical pieces which would engage audience in the further debate based on the created material, which would engage audience in the debate on democracy, which we believe it's a question of quite a big accuracy today, so to be re-explored, re-taught, and renegotiated, what do we think when we're talking about democracy today.
Right. That sounds very interesting. And I want to thank you for talking with me. And I also want to ask you one more question. What are you reading at the moment?
Oh, at the moment, I came back to the book actually wrote by my uncle, who was a writer, Boris Opekic. It's a book called 1999. And it's a sort of, that's a novel that I'm reading at the moment. So, which is very interesting and displays one, you could say, an science fiction perspective of the future, but with time it becomes more and more realistic. And then the other book that I'm reading is related to the research I'm doing at the moment, and it's called The Art of Direct Action, Social Sculpture and Beyond.
Milica, I want to thank you so much for talking with me today. It's really been a pleasure, and I wish you well with your continuing projects.
Thank you for inviting me. It was really nice.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.